We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
News team, assemble!
All right, this is Jace Two, still at Fan Expo, and lo and behold, I've gotten to run into the fourth member of our team, finally. The lovely and talented author extraordinaire, the speedy to my green arrow, Miss Sarah Waterraven. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great, and it's finally good to be together. I've been here for 4 days, and I know you and I have passed each other multiple times. The wires got crossed. I don't know what happened.
And you're finally here. You're real.
It's true. I swear, I've been glued to this seat, and yet still, we've missed each other.
And how's your con been this weekend?
It's been wonderful. I'm sharing a table with two other wonderful authors, the magnificent Jen Frankel, as you know, the woman who originally introduced us. And
that's right.
And, you know, then the spark happened, and we've been together ever since.
Wonderful. Now, you're going to introduce me to another of your friends right now for the podcast. Who are we speaking with today?
J.F. Gerard. And she's going to be so proud of me because I remembered her pen name.
Very cool.
All weekend, I've been doing it wrong. So, yeah, J.F. Gerard. And I met her originally, I think, at Astra. And I don't know, she just started talking to me, and I started talking to her, and it's been friendship ever since. She's just like, hey, you want to go to Anime North with me? And I'm like, yeah. So, yeah, it just sort of happened. And, you know, thanks to J.F. Gerard, I've been exposed to a lot more, and we've done a lot more together. And I think that's what these conventions are all about, right? It's networking, getting to know each other. Now, J.F. Gerard has a publishing company, and she's going to tell us a little bit about it. She publishes her own books and has a couple others that she publishes from other authors. She's a one-woman show, and you know, you see her out there pushing these books and working hard. So without further ado, here's my friend, J.F. Gerard.
Hello, how are you?
Good, nice to meet you.
So let's see. I started Dark Heel Express around 2014. I actually did a Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. So I was promoting a book called The Undead Sorceress, which is a multicultural vampire book. Mm-hmm. And I tried to find a traditional publisher, but because of a lot of vampire mythology is European based, and I was mixing in Asian elements, they weren't sure what to do with me. So I was pretty much told to piss off. So I was like, all right. So I went on Kickstarter, and my family was very embarrassed. And my mom's like, why are you there on the street, you know, telling people about this? Like, I can just give you the money. It's fine. Like, don't do a Kickstarter. But in the end, you know, I raised like $3,000-$4,000, which all went into editing. Got it done. Came out with the book. It's so, it's a different take on the vampire mythology.
Yeah.
And after that journey, I came out with The Literary Elephant, which tells people what I did step by step. Because I think a lot of people out there do want to publish books that don't fit into the categories, right?
The mainstream
publishing category. Yeah. So I think a lot of people would benefit. And it's also a double-edged sword, self-publishing, right? A lot of people self-publish, but the quality has to be there. Otherwise, the audience, they waste their time reading books that, you know, hasn't been edited properly. So that's my thing. And I'm also publishing other authors now. Our latest Kickstarter is a Trump project. So I had an open submission call for Trump to be a muse and for people to write in with stories about Trump. I want good and bad stories, right? Like, he's not, I mean, he's still a human being. I don't think he's as evil as...
Well, he was in Home Alone, too.
Yeah, so, I didn't actually see that, but okay. So, you know, a lot of stories that were sent in were like just people going crazy and killing themselves, but there were also some wonderful stories about how, like, he built the wall because he knew the zombies were coming. They couldn't tell us the truth, so it's a different take on everything. So I hope I'll be able to get the book out before he, you know, shuts it down or whatnot.
Before he destroys the earth, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, anything you want to talk about? Or?
Well, yeah, so Undead Sorceress is what I'm going to focus on.
Okay.
But a quick shout out to The Literary Elephant. So when I met Jeannie, we did a book trade. Because she did a talk and she talked about her book, and I said, I need that. So even though I had been published since 2012, there was a lot in there that I didn't even know. So I was really glad that I picked that up, and I feel that it's helped me, you know, get my books out there and promote them. So for anyone who's considering writing, I definitely recommend that. But Undead Sorceress, we've had a lot of time to talk this weekend, and I've heard Jeannie given the synopsis. So when we think about vampires these days, I mean, it's a bit of a mix-up. It used to be hideous creatures with pointy ears and hairy palms. And I could go into a full-length discussion about hairy palms, but I think it would lead back to a Terry Crews.
Yes.
I knew it. Yeah, it would lead back to a Terry Crews talk. So we're gonna pretend those don't exist right now. And vampires have evolved into what we see today, which are sexy, normally sexy shirtless men is typically what they are. I mean, you get the sexy female vampire as well, but typically it's male. But in Jeannie's novel, it's a family of vampires, and it focuses on a female protagonist. And in this case, instead of the blood drinking, and it focuses more on sucking out life force, or chi energy is what you've been mentioning. So tell us a little bit more about the novel. I love this story particularly about your grandmother. Get ready for it.
Yeah, so basically the book was inspired when my grandma had a stroke maybe 10 years ago. And I remember telling her, you know, I prayed to the gods to take away some of my life to give to you. And then she just told me that I was stupid. She was like, what kind of moron would do that? You know, and I was like, okay. But then I was thinking, you know, what if there was a grandmother that could take life from her descendants and keep living. Yeah. So basically, you know, just destroy your descendants to extend your own life. So that's how the story sort of starts. My grandmother asked her granddaughter, you know, can I have your life? And the granddaughter's like, sure. But then because she's a vampire, there's no chi force left in vampires. So then she takes her great-granddaughter. So the vampire has to decide, you know, should I save my daughter or should I save my grandmother? Like, who should live sort of thing. So it's a hero's quest where, you know, she goes on a journey because she's a newly turned vampire. So my background is in nuclear medicine, so it's in science. So when I make a world, it has to make sense to me, right? So chi energy stuff and the fact that they could be vaccinated against silver, that sort of thing, because it doesn't make sense to me. If vampires have been around for so long that there's no advancement in technology, it just doesn't make sense. So I sort of add those sort of elements into the book. And I was talking to someone earlier too. I have something called Hubots, which are humans that their souls transported into robots, sort of like Ghost in the Shell, I guess.
Yeah.
But I sort of, in the book, I explain, like, we're not sure 100% if everything's transferred on. It's still a new technology that's also evolving in the book, so it'll grow, I guess, as a series, you know.
When she gets her next book out. She told me it's not going to be next year, though. What a jerk.
Oh my God.
She's like, I have to publish my Trump book, Sarah, you know, before he ruins the world. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was a Kickstarter. You know, obviously I made a lot of promises. And one guy gave me a lot of money because he wanted a custom story. And then when I asked him what he wanted, he said he wanted an erotica story. And I was like, okay, I can write it for you. Then he's like, no, I just want to reserve the right to bug you for the rest of your life that I asked you to write a sex story and you didn't. And I was like,
oh my God. You'd be surprised actually how often this kind of thing happens.
Yeah, it's pretty common. Yeah.
Where people want to pay authors just to write smut. Yeah.
It's hard to write smut, actually.
It is.
I have to admit.
I lose focus. Not that I'm writing many, Jason. You know, let's just pretend like I've never groped Timothy Carter in any interviews.
If you do write some, make Terry Crews the star.
Make Terry Crews the star. Mm-hmm. Yep, a tale, the struggle of overcoming his erotic needs. Oh my God, I can't. This is just going downhill.
Yeah.
Oh God.
But that's okay. We like that.
Back to J.F. Gerard. Yeah.
So bringing it back around, where on social media can people go to see your writings?
I have a website, so jfgerard.com, jfgerard.com, or Dark Heel Express is the name of the company. DarkHeelExpress.com.
She can't even say it. I'm just kidding. Okay.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and there's a couple hours left in the con, and I hope the rest of the con is good to you guys.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.